So we're holding over here in middle of Perek Gimel. I have some echo. Do you have also?
I think it's pretty good by us.
It's by you. Okay, good. V'ulam, so like this. So he had spoken before about the tachlis of Torah mitzvahs, about Torah mitzvahs bringing kedusha to the person and make him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he spoke about Din of Madregis. V'tzorech sheteida shekemoy shenitin la'odom she'mam shechlatz mekdusha zuma. Just like the person can be mamshach on himself kedusha zuma, ken nitin loy shebekoyach maisob yamshach b'chol abriya kula hakedusha zuma. So too, his maisim affect the entire bria. V'nimtza kol abriya mitakenes mischalkel ze adam, that the entire bria is either mitukin or mekulkul by each person. V'yechoshev ze leschus letzadike shoytiv lebriya. Let's talk a little bit about this point, because it's a point that sort of he mentions in a few places, and it's not something that it's not something people put a finger on to start with. But let's take the first place where he mentions it in a way that he's more open about it, and that's Das Tvunis. And Das Tvunis, he talks about the tachlis of a person, so on and so forth, and then he talks about a mahalach of what he calls Yemei, the hanhag of Yichud versus hanhag of Mishpat, meaning the world moving towards a certain shleimus when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the melech ha-kolaretz, and so on and so forth. And the person asks him, Das Tvunis is set up like a debate, the person asks him, I don't understand, he said. You told me a whole mahalach of a person having his own, a person having his own schar and onesh and doing mitzvahs and averes. Makes a lot of sense. Why do you need to introduce a whole new inyan, which in Das Tvunis becomes actually the main focus? I mean, yes. If somebody were to tell me, I'll give you a mashal. Let's take a personal example. Imagine a person has a mashkiach, a bal musa, somebody tell him to do right. So he tells him, listen, it's very important to dab mikavana. That'll give you a shleimus of the leif. And it's very important to learn bitvekus, because that will give you a mayach kedusha. It's important to do this and that. Fine, I buy into that. Let's say the person tells me it's important to learn because that way you bring kedusha to everybody. I would see it at best as an add-on. In other words, I if it's not enough to tell me, I'll be good, I'll sort of toss in a bargain. Was it buy one, get one for free? So be misaking yourself and be misaking the world for free. Like it's a little bit of an add-on. Why is that bechlal spoken about and mentioned? The Ramchal says this. So in Das Tvunis, he answers, first of all, because it's right. That's what it says. Beforish. Two. There's in the Sefer, I mean, in the Ikrei HaEmunah, the Rambam says that the Rambam writes that the Ikar of the Ikar in Emunah is the is belief in Hashem, belief in Nevuah and Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, and etc. Schar and Oynish, fine. Then Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. Why is Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim Ikrei HaEmunah? It's enough to have to sketch out a mahalach of person's schar and onesh. The fact that Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim are true doesn't make it an ikker. That Moshe Rabbeinu's wife's name is Tzipora is true. If somebody comes along and says Moshe Rabbeinu's wife was not Tzipora, and the Torah got it wrong, Chas Shalom, that the person is an apikoros, you know, he's denying the mitzvah of Torah. Anything that says in Torah is you have to believe in, but it's not an ikar that his wife's name is Tzipora, doesn't become ikar Torah. Ikar Torah means that this is part of the the core mahalach of the Torah. So until Mashiach and Trias HaMesim, I still understand the where it is. But at that Mashiach Trias HaMesim, once I get past a person's own personal schar and arnish, why do I need to come on to Mashiach Trias HaMesim? The Ramchal says in Mesil Sesharim, when he speaks about Chavis Adam by Lamoy, he says the first thing is that a person is supposed to understand, he's supposed to be Mis'anig al Hashem, and if you think closer, it's Mis'tabik al Hashem. But really, a person, when he does right, he's Mala himself and the entire Bria with him. Same thing, Ramchal always keeps coming back to that point. And Halidavahu, why is that point so important? Even if a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants it, and it's wonderful, but Ikrei Emunah means it's an absolute necessity in the process of Ratzon and Tachlis HaBayre. Just like Lamashal, if somebody will tell you that it's an Ikrei Emunah to believe that the Schar L'Sid Lovoy is Levyosin and Shar Abar and Yaina Meshumer, we know it's true, but it's not an ikker. Schar could have been something else. So let's explain the point over here. We're talking about Tachlis HaBriya in a way that, what's the right word for it? In a way that complements our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Lo Yitzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to have, the Tzur of the Briya would be many individuals, each with their own mission. And that's all it would be. Just like if I have, I walk into a room and I see 10,000 people in the room. And I ask this person, what are these 10,000 people doing here? And I say, well, this is the airport lounge, and this one is going to Chicago, and this one's going to Kentucky, and this one's going to Los Angeles, and this one is coming from Los Angeles, and so on and so forth. That's one picture. So in that case, the picture, the world would have 8 billion people, 9 billion people, each with their own mission and their own ability to do good and bad and get schar and onesh and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would come out is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of the one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created many. And all of these manys, each one is his own ratzon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, as it were, split into a ribui, and that's it. We're not comfortable understanding that Hashem is Echad, and if Hashem is Echad, His Ratzon should be Echad, and yet His Ratzon and His Tachlis in the Bria fans out over billions of people, and each one is his own tachlis. So if you to ask, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the task of the Bria? Well, as of today, there's 9 billion tachlises. That's each one. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and the Bria that he created is also one. It's one that consists of parts that click together and form the one through many parts. That's the major difference between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyoch himself is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Echad Echad, and it's not like any Echad that we have, and not like an Echad where you have parts together. That's one Emunah. But the world is an Echad reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, but it's an Echad that comes about by putting together pieces, snapping the other pieces, they should look like that echad. That's the only difference between the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the Tachlis HaBriya? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? The vision is a vision of a Briya Mitukenes, because at the end of the day, it has to come as one. And that's why in the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, it's Vasu Kulam Aguda Achas Asun Chalev Sholim. I mean, what kind of tefillah is that? Every day we say Kabbash Efer Gadol, B'Sonei Se Kabbitz Kol Yoseinu Kabtzenu Yachad Achas Otz. Why? Why don't you say Ashiva Sheftenu, give every person Hirurei Tshuva Beliboi, and help every person become frum and be about tshuva. And that's the great tefillah. That's, I'm reaching out for the whole world. And I'm saying, there's some people in the world who and so many of them are Rishoyim and Einem Aminim and so on and so forth. Please have to give them all Hirurei Tshuva, and they shall do tshuva. Why v'asukulim aguda achas? Why is that the matara? The answer is because, in the deepest sense, the tachlis of the world is not any one particular from person, not even all from people. It's a world that snaps together to find its tachlis. The world has one tachlis that consists of many pieces that can snap together and will snap together. So the tachlis hamitis is that the person be misakin everything around him and bring him in on board as well. So now this is happens not only if I consciously go ahead and do kiruv, it happens just by the very fact that another piece has snapped into place, and that's part of a koach ma'isav. If I can give sort of an analogy for it, I don't know what they call them. They have like crossword puzzles, but it works like this. It's each line. It's not a really crossword puzzle. It's each line has a question with a word, like, you know, so and so's this and this, and then you fill in whatever it is, and then each word of this has a circle over a letter that is together forms another word out of the words that you came out. Maybe one of you knows what that type of crossword puzzle is called. It's in the newspapers always. I don't remember the name of it. You're solving each word for its own sake, and then when you have all the words, each one appropriately in its place, you now have the complete answer by those checked off words. So the entire world's tsura comes together when each and every yachid does b'shleimus what he's supposed to as an individual. When you come together, you get that shleimus. So he says, and the entire world becoming metukin or mekulkul, that's called the schus v'tzadik v'shativ lebri l'chev v'shon v'kalkon v'sikum v'shon v'flim. He's obviously coming here with it's obviously a sort of a paraphrasing of the Mishnah. Why did he create the world? Basar ma'maris, could create ma'ayma echad, to give schar for tzadikim and so on. So the Maral speaks about this the Mishnah's question about creating the world with one ma'ayma, with 10 ma'maris and so on. What difference does it make? I mean, the Maral says, there were three options in how to create the world: one mamar, a few mamarim, or 10 mamarim. One mamar means the entire world is included in that absolute picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of a Briya Metukenes. We can't be toifis that. We can't be toifis how the Churban in Europe, with the tremendous growth of Torah and prosperity in America, is one and the same hanhaga. It's our mind cannot be taifis a whole unit. We need to break it down to pieces to make sense to us. If the world had been created with a few mamarim, but not 10, 7, 8, then the world would consist of pieces, but those pieces would never come together. So I would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a creator with many facets. He created A and B and C and D. A, B, and C and D don't come together. Each one is separate and each one is wonderful, but they have no shaykhs to each other. Like Lamosh, let's say I know somebody who's a great surgeon, an excellent pianist, and volunteers for community work. They don't have anything in common, really, except that they're wonderful. But there's nothing that puts it together. So I'll say it's a person with three different gifts and abilities, and that's it. That's all I can say about it. The number 10 describes a situation where I have many pieces coming together to give me a whole, and in many senses a greater whole than each piece on its own. So the putting together the pieces in Asura Mamuris allows me to be metakin or mekalkal the world. Because the world is made in a way with Bozer v'lomer al-zed, that every single one of the 10 counts to put the 10 together, the person gets leverage. Just like investment, you have leverage where you're investing a dollar in a certain type of investment where you're very leveraged, gives you the chance to earn $100, also give you a very good chance of losing your dollar. But that's a schus for the tzaddikim, that their maisim affect not only themselves, affect everyone. So it's a form of leveraging. But going back to the point raised before, that's the reason why Mashiach and Chias HaMeisim are core elements of the Amuna, because they represent the Bria coming back together again in a meaningful way, where the Echad is restored. That's the that. Va'amnam haderech shebo mamshichim ma'asadim sashpos ha'ilo hu bekoach ha'gbolos chanam ma'ilo sheyesh bein ha'nimtzoyim ha'shfolim ha'mekoach ha'yoynim ad shekashe yisno echad ha'nimtzoyim lemato hine yagia his oiris l'koach ha'makbel lo'y lemalo vod ha'koach ha'hu tesevav ha'toylode shetesevav ba'amshachas ha'shpos. So he says over here a principle that everything in this world has some sort of koyach in the world above, some sort of shoresh, and whenever a person does something in this world, it's me'or the world above to be mashpia, most specifically on the area that he's been able to juggle, to jiggle. Nefesh HaChaim speaks about this also, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi, that we are very much attached to El Yoinim, and as we do, so does the Shefa come from El Yoinim Lamata. If I can give a little bit of a mashal for this, you have it in this is like a radio. I don't know if anybody knows what a radio is still, but the old radios worked on AM. It was called amplitude modulating, and FM was frequency modulating. And basically, what happened was there's a strong radio wave. There's a strong radio wave, there's a strong electric wave, which could be considered a sound for back purposes, because it strikes a microphone or a speaker. And as you speak, it modifies that, and even though your voice itself is very, very low, but it modifies that wave, and b'meila you pick up that impression on the whole thing. The Elyonim are by far superior to us in terms of their ability mashpia and the volume of possible hashpa. Elyonim are the mashpim of the Bria, and that they have all that. But they can't open and close the Ashpa. We have the ability to like a faucet. So I might have thousands of gallons of water. I open the faucet, they come out, I close it, it stays shut. So a person, because we're mechuber to El Yoinim, when we do some maisa in this world, we open up a shefa to come down for the next world. So it's all up to us, but we act as the regulator, as the heretimtza, however you wish to call it, to bring the shefa into this world. Kihine im amaisu yemichelik hamitzuvim yisur akorach sholav yischazik. If a person does a maisa mitzvah, then that korach is misorer and gets stronger. And that's how Kedushah is mushpa. If there's maizes you shouldn't do, so this shefa coming milamala is directed by and sort of modulated by the person here. The more I do X, the more chef I allow. So the chef itself is not my shefa, but it's very totally what I do. So, first of all, I'm a chef in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and secondly, I create some sort of mazik, some sort of ra, and so on. I think we might have mentioned last time, but I'll just say it over again, it's important. The consequence, so when I do something toiv, I get a good hashpah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's wonderful. If I do ra, then be'etzem what I'm doing is, I'm closing off hashpah milamala. That's all I'm doing. But once the hashpah milamala is closed off, so you have the growth of a new malchus of tumah. So like what I think we use this muscle. If a person's circulation is impaired, all that means is there won't be enough blood coming to his feet. But if there's not enough blood coming to his feet, there's going to be all sorts of infections that will set in, or all sorts of things that will that will grab the opportunity and become its own metzias. So if someone were to ask me and say, okay, what's the infection here? What is it? Where is it coming? Whatever it is. My answer is going to be, the infection itself is such and such a bacteria, but it's coming on a background because there's no circulation in the foot, and therefore the ra sets in. So kochos of ra are not really like tov. Tov is independent, and it's the initiator. You know, tov is tov, and I'm mamshach tov, I'm not mamshach tov. Ra, I'm mamshach on myself header, but in as much as there's a in as much as there's header, there's going to be a secondary issue of infection issue coming in. This is in our understanding, it gives Ra a certain mitzias which it lacked. The fact that Ra becomes embodied in something, the fact that it becomes a person, a movement, and so on, is a churban to the world, because I can shoot down an idea, but when many people hold an idea, that gains traction. So he says, if it's one of those nimnoi, this is what will happen to it. Okay, that's the end of this parak over here. Let's, I guess, start the next parak unless somebody has questions or any questions. Okay, you know what? I don't know if you have the sfarim here, but in the back of this, we have. We've used sometimes. He has a collection of inyanim from Adi Bamorim that he has, and a lot of them are hashlamis. So in the piece that's Torah Mitzvahs, he says. He talks a lot about the avoida going for the klal, the avoida for tikkun shchina, like somebody mentioned last week over here, and so on. But like we said before, you have to be careful. The Gemara says that at first a person lo'ilam, a person should be oisik shaloi lishma, shem tosh hashem v'al lishma, and so on. The ultimate lishma is the tikkun abriya, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. But a person needs to be, I guess, emistic with that, and you know, not just say dvar and ba'alma. Okay, let's start Dalit.
Question.
Yes.
When we say that a person does a mitzvah, and that what's his mitzvah, like, dusha or whatever.
Right.
We're saying that, like, secondary, it's a bipedal.
The what?
You're good, so therefore I'm also just a general puzzle.
You're talking about the general ticking in the world. It's like if let's say somebody's very ill, Rahman al-San, and his liver is down, his kidneys is down, his heart is down, his lungs are down, and so on. So, two things: I cure him aver. You know, that's the one nekuda. But each aver that I cure, it helps the other ones as well. If the kidneys are functioning properly, the pressures in the heart get reduced greatly. If the heart's working well, it's able to get the stuff out of the kidneys and so on. Since the world is interdependent, every piece is affecting every other piece, and the toiv works just as well. It's mashpia on everything, just because any part of the guf that is functioning well, the other parts go along with it. Okay, so let's start the next one. Gimel, bigmul. And this is the schar. Hine, mina adam nisyachit mikol shar minim shenitna loya bchira. Vekoyach lemaisav lehamshich hamshachah shezacharnu. Umitzad zed noise b'inye sheinim shemechel shar minim, vehu sheyigmelu maisav mida k'neged mida. Okay, so he said a lot over here, and he says like this, that the people are unique, humanity is unique, that he has bechira, and koach lemaisav lehamshech hamshachas zecharnu. Those two elements are instrumental in having a world of schar vonish. So bchira, I understand. The concept of gmul is very hard to understand if there's no bchira. What am I rewarding? I'm rewarding a person for not floating away. You don't have a choice. You can't float. Humans can't float. It's something that I have no choice. I can't. Somebody's trying to get out of jail. He's been sitting 5 years, and he writes that he's been a model citizen. He hasn't committed one crime on the outside since he came in 5 years ago. Yes. That's a metzias. So that bechira is significant for gemul, that we understand. But the second part he says, v'koyach lemaisov lehamshich hamshochoy sezacharnu. And he has a koach in his maisim to be mamshich, hashpo on other things. So why is this piece, the second piece, important in saying that that's what a person is shayach to schar dafka? That's a question. It's something that is like we said last time, like before, it gives him leverage. A person might be able to ask for more brownie points if he does it, because he's doing more. That's great, but certainly he puts it down as definition that that's why he should be getting a reward or something. So I think the Indian is like this. The first of all, we talk about two inyanim of schar. One is the inyan, a personal schar in olam haneshamos, and one is a schar lost lovo, which is when the world is mitukin. So in terms of the schar, when the world is mitukin, the liyom shekula toiv, the osid lovoi, that definitely suggests that the person who made it happen should be more likely to participate of it. If the person himself was the one that was geirim, this change in the world and toiv and shevet to come, it certainly makes sense that that's what he that type of schar you should get. So one answer is going to be for the schar, the type of schar of chelik nolam haba and things of that nature. This certainly makes sense. I want to add another knetch as follows. The musig of schar has in itself, we can understand schar in two ways. I can describe two different scenarios in schar. One scenario is I say, Yankel, I would like to have a case of beer. Could you get me a case of beer? And I'll pay you $20 for that. As schar tircha. So that schar is, I needed something, someone gave me something, and I have something. There's been a trade-off over here. That's one type of schar. There's another type of schar where I tell somebody, go and build yourself a table. You'll see life will be so much easier. You'll have where to put stuff there, where to sit around here, do this, the other thing, where the reward lies within the maisa itself. That is a much more profound type of schar, and it's kilu almost not schar even. You could say the reward for working hard here for you on a table is a magnificent table to invite my guests and to put my stuff on and so on. So the second type of schar is more what's called mineo bedek schar. The fact that the person can be mamshich, the korach lemaisa of lamshich hamshachos k'moish zechainu, it means that the person's maisim, a human's maisim, have an effect. That's the etzem metzias of his maisa. So just like if I tell you, if you will grow potatoes in your backyard, you're going to have what to eat. You're never going to starve. So that schar is almost the maisa itself realizing itself. The maisa itself coming to fruition. Even tzadik toivu, the toiv is toiv. That's the etzimos of it. So b'meila, since if the person's maisim were just random, Kach Baruch said he wants it. Kach Baruch said, I want you to put on tefillin. So I put on tefillin, and that's fine. So then the schar would be an outside element that was brought in to give you schar. But if I tell you, if you put in time and effort now to cook a meal, by time supper comes around, you're going to have a very delicious meal, that's a very different type of schar. So the hashpah, the fact that the person can be morid a shefa to this world through his maisim, and he does these maisim, means that shefa becomes part of his doing. And that's why it says umitzad zenoyz ba'inyan she'enim v'shigmelu maisav mirik neged mida v'agmol zenach she'chalok v'achbar hazor haba. But that gmul means that it's become a lot more a something that's etzem atzmiyus on the person, rather than some sort of side thing that's come from the side. When we say that a person, that schar is we could have been requested to avoid a schar, we could not have been requested to avoid a schar, and that's true on side schar. So does a Kach Baruch Hu choose to pay us with a check or pay us with food or a life? That's a side thing. But that there's a certain toelus from what I did, reward in the sense an accomplishment. So since every mitzvah that I do touches some sort of hashpa and brings hashpa into the world, then we're on track for a type of schar that fits it. That's the point over here. Why he says mitzad, the fact that he has bechira, and mitzad the fact that koyach lemaitz of lamshech hamshachos. This is all since the mice in themselves carry fruit. The fruit of a mice toiv is the hashpa that comes out. So b'meila, I'm roy for schar more than anybody else. Any questions?
Yeah. Hashpa, the mice.
I'm sorry, a little louder, please.
Is that the connection between the ice that the Hashba, that itself is
The fact that the person is being mashpia, that itself is a schar of the second type, and olam habas olam habas is where we deher the toiv that our meisim produced. So the fact that we brought about hashpah in this world, we don't see hashpahs readily. In this world, we simply see toitzos. So if we have a nice crop this year and it rained beautifully and everything grew nicely, I say, oh, I guess there must have been something I've been rewarded for. In Olam Haba, you have a much more palpable sense of what you accomplished up there. Since all our meisim touch up there, realizing what it is up there that we touched will give us the insight. Into the schar, we'll be the chefs of the schar.
This ending of the Mamshech Hashpah.
What? I'm sorry.
The second ending that Rashi was speaking about, the being Mamshech Hashpah, is
it's right.
Is that connected to the ending that the person gets the schar because he himself became a kibble for the schar?
Yes, very much so. The schar is his work. In other words, it's not a separate thing that gets given. It's part and parcel of his avod itself. It makes it a lot more. What's the right word to say it? A lot more lishmodic. If I say I'm learning because I want a prize or money or chocolate or whatever it is, that's shaloi lishma. But if I say I'm learning this Gemara because I want to know it, and by the time I get through, I actually know it, that is that schar, quote unquote, is lishma. It's the toitzo of the thing itself. Yeah.
If I could digress a little bit. I don't know if the Rashiva heard about this mice and I just show with this boy, 15-year-old boy.
You know, I've heard so many mice over the years. I really, really am skeptical. I still have somewhere a bunch of tapes with the dibuk that somebody here was very into it, and they had tapes of it, and you hear this and that, the whole thing was nisgala to be la la adam. I don't know. You know what? It doesn't add much to me, and you know, if you Google somewhere, you'll find Rahman al-San tons of Neutrim. That had a gilui of Oisei Ish when they were on the deathbed, they came to and so on and so forth. I don't, you know what? It's not. I'm not gaining any havana or tefis anything from this kid. I think I told you all last time. Rev Reisman, Rabbi Yaakov Reisman, was once guest of Anna Lemi Yeshiva dinner from Rabbi Yaakov from Five Towns for Rockway. He's very cynical, sharp, cynical. That was the time when the cop in New Square talked. I don't know if you remember that nevuah, the neum. It's when the yoina came out of the meadoga and began saying nevuah. So he got up to speak and he said, Rabbi says my father used to tell me that if the fish wouldn't have opened its mouth, it wouldn't have gotten caught. Well, the fish opened its mouth and we swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. He said, hundreds of years, Gedolei Rabbanim and Tamir Chachamim, Balei Musa, telling us to do tshuva, nothing doing. A little cop in square opens its mouth and everybody's running amok, you know, vastutim. I don't know. It's something that too many times I've heard these fantastic stories and I'm cynical. What can I tell you? And I don't see a Tosefos. There's nothing being added to. I mean, whenever there's a tzar, a person needs to do what's right. Do I think this is the biggest a tzar and tzar? Baruch Hashem, I mean, there have been many, many times in my history that were worse. I mean, Six-Day War, I was in America, but I remember thinking, everybody thought this is it, it's over. And Yom Kippur, why wasn't Eretz Yisrael? And I remember at first it was a euphoria, everybody thought we're winning, the government lied through their teeth. And two or three days later, when people realized what had happened and where they are, it was a tremendous depression. That was a real, real sakana. And the 6 day war, the Meir Yeshiva sat on the border, and most of and every part of Etzel sat on the border. I don't know, you know what? And the Holocaust, and it's hard. Yes, every ace tsar and tsar needs its Osiris, but not this type of stuff. I don't know. I just not. This has been. I can't tell you how many things I remember as a little boy reading the Jewish press those days that was still borderline kosher, and that there was some sort of river in Eretz Yisrael that became red, and all the Mekubalim said that that's Merit Mefurish, that that's a Simon that Mashiach comes. It's not. This is going back over 40 years ago, so at least probably close to 50 years ago. I don't know. I was a young kid, so I don't know what can I tell you. I just not have. You'll excuse me. I don't have the. Okay. Next week, I can only do it if it's closer to 9. So just let me know if you can or you can't. I have to go somewhere, and I the earliest I could be back is 8:15, 10:09. If we're interested in having it, I'll make a shtadlus fit. But that's the mitzvah. So.